The first big one that we had a group of snowboarders that were overdue up on top of Twin Creek, and we responded to that and did kind of a cooperative effort with the police department on that because it was really early in the organizational stage there.
And I remember that that had a happy ending. All the snowboarders were okay. You found them all right. They'd just kind of gotten lost, I think it was, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they did. What they ended up doing was going down the east side of the mountain and came out at Cabin Creek, and we had snow machines that were covering the roads different directions, and they were found by a group of snow machiners. Fortunately, most of the searches that we've had were solved fairly quickly, and the organization is not changed a whole lot, but a little more formal training than what we had when I started, because I didn't come in here as a certified trainer or anything. I just had, an idea from previous experience what we need to train on, and work through different aspects of search and rescue. And since then, John has been instrumental in starting to get us certified as searchers with the National Association for Search and Rescue.
John, when did you get involved with Search and Rescue? Were you from the beginning or a little later on?
I actually was at the first meeting and have been there ever since. Things have changed a little bit, but we still kind of we have fluctuations in membership. Generally, we have about 8 people that show up for everything, and then we have a lot of people that show up when there's a search. It would be nice if we had people show up at all the trainings, but we'll take what we can get in a small community like this.
How about coordination with other groups? Has that coordination improved over the years too, as you've developed the group?
Yes, as you may know, all search and rescue in Alaska on land is under the state troopers, and on the water is the Coast Guard. So we work closely with both of them. We do a lot of search coordination. We don't do technical searches. As an example, when we had an overdue person behind Devil's Thumb on the ice field several years ago, we acted as coordinator. It was the Coast Guard helicopter that rescued the man, and I think in that particular search, we were instrumental in getting things done on a timely basis, so he didn't spend another night out there.
Talk about the different types of searches, whether it's land, water, air, that you've done.
Technical searches, we'll call in either Juneau Mountain Rescue or Sitka Mountain Rescue. We've only had one that I'm aware of. As Doug mentioned, we had the snowboarders. We've gone and looked for lost hunters. We found lost tourists up at Raven's Roost. We've done searches for people over on Kuprinoff that have their boat has been missing or so on. We've helped out the EMTs with carrying litters over the beach, when they need more people. Most of our searches have been on Midcoff Island. We've used, like I mentioned, the state troopers. We work with them. We work with the Coast Guard. We've Civil Air Patrol out of Juneau, Sea Dogs out of Juneau.
Temsco Helicopters has been instrumental in a lot of incidents and searches, and they're always willing to help us whenever we need helicopter support.
Doug just mentioned Temsco Helicopters. They always are there when we need them, and so are all the other businesses in town. They've all been willing to help out, so we'd like to thank them.
Talk about the group today. Kind of what is your main focus, and what are you working on the most, and what kind of training are you looking at?
Well, when someone joins, we are affiliated with it, as Doug mentioned, with the National Association of Search and Rescue. And when someone joins, they immediately go online and become a SAR-TEC 3, which is just reading a book and taking a test online. We're trying to get our SAR-TEC 2 certification, which is a lot more involved, field experience, et cetera. We're trying to get people trained up in some more of the NASAR courses, managing the lost person incident. When I started, we had a rope team, and then we kind of let that go for a while for rope rescue, and now we're trying to start that up again. What we would like to do would be to get more involved with the snow machiners in town, not to get the snow machiners to necessarily join search and rescue, but to find out what benefits we offer as far as helping out in case there is an accident or someone gets lost.